That's Seizure with Homecoming from their EP All Hail the Effin' System here on WUSB Stony Brook. Turmoil's the name of the show. Started off with the Port Huron Statement, their version of Bob Dylan's Maggie's Farm. Right after that, Wasted Youth with Ethiopian Nightmare. That's from their six-song EP, Get Out of My Yard. No Fraud gave us Nothing Left Inside from their EP, just called The EP. Painful Discharge gave us Not So Cool from their Skulls and Balls EP, and Seizure once again with Homecoming. Port Huron Statement, Wasted Youth, No Fraud, Painful Discharge, Seizure here on Turmoil. Coming up later this evening, we'll have an interview with Chris of Verbal Assault. They played this past weekend at the CBGB's along with Bold and Dag Nasty, and that's what we're going to have up next.
Hi, this is Brian from Dag Nasty. You're listening to Turmoil on WUSB 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
90.1 FM Turmoil with a new band, actually an old band. They've been around for a couple months, but we finally got the record. They're called Dissension, and we heard the title track of their new album, Why Work for Death, and that features some former members of Target of Demand. Starting off the set, Dagnasty with Circles from their album Can I Say on Discord Records. Toxic Reasons from 1983 with Mercenary from the Independence album. Septic Death gave us Terror Rain, and that features Pusshead on vocals. And Dissension once again, Why Work for Death? Dagnasty, Toxic Reason, Septic Death, Dissension. And I got some big news for you people.
Yeah, plenty of fire. Let's beat. Let's move.
The Adventures of the Lovely Ruby Two.
Yeah, plenty of action. Uh-oh, dead end. I'm trapped.
Ruby Two, the adventure continues.
Starting on USB, Monday, February 23rd.
All right, can't wait for that to start. We had Ruby 1. I didn't even know there was going to be a Ruby 2, but we had Ruby 1. Oh, God, about 1983, 84 we played it. And it was one of the most popular shows we've had on USB, and it's good that they've got a Ruby 2 coming up. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll run down some of the concerts that are taking place the next few weeks. Got two pairs of tickets for the CBGB show this Sunday to give away later. And we also have an interview with Chris from Verbal Assault. Right now we're going to go to a band from New York called Straight Ahead from the compilation EP End the War Zone. This is On Parade here on Turmoil.
You don't have to be kicked around. Okay, my name is Sandro from CCM Italy, and you're listening to Turmoil. Thank you.
FM Turmoil's the name of the show. That was CCM, formerly known as Cheetah Chrome and the Mother Effers, and they gave us Secret Hate. That's from the split EP with I Refuse It called Permanent Scar, featuring CCM on one side, I Refuse It on the other. That's put out by Children of the Revolution Records over in England. Before that, from Canada, the Subhumans gave us War in the Head from their new album Incorrect Thoughts. ZSD from West Germany gave us Preis des Schweigens, and that's from the War Against War album, and started off with four songs from Straight Ahead with from the End the War Zone compilation. They gave us On Parade, We Stand, Stand United, and Who's to Blame from the band Straight Ahead. Straight Ahead, ZSD, the Subhumans, CCM here on Turmoil. Could be running down some of the concerts that are taking place the next few weeks, but there's a show at CBGB's this Sunday, a Buy Our Records show, and all these bands I'll be playing, the next four bands will be at the show. Starting off with this one, they're on the That Was Then, This Is Now compilation EP. This band is called The Electric Love Muffin, here on Turmoil.
Thank you. there, Ryder, ho there. This is Dave Scott of Adrenaline OD, and we'll be playing the Taj Mahal of rock and roll, CBGB's, this Sunday, a matinee, February 22nd, with our pals from Philadelphia, the Manic Flag of Democracy, the Mighty Electric Love Muffin, and from New Jersey, the Meaty Bedlam. Or were they from Columbia, or maybe Acapulco? Anyway, so be there, and bring lots of money for me. And don't forget, kids, say yes to crack.
Bye!
90.1 FM Turmoil with Adrenaline OD, and that was called Bugs. That's from their latest album, Humongous Fungus Among Us, on Bi-R Records. Before that, Flag of Democracy from their first 45 gave us Love Song. Bedlam from their latest Lost in Space gave us Mongoofy. And we started off with Electric Love Muffin and Club Car, and that's from the compilation EP. That was Then, This Is Now, which features Electric Love Muffin, Flag of Democracy, and two other bands. Electric Love Muffin, Bedlam, Flag of Democracy, AOD, here on Turmoil. 11:33 on a Wednesday night. Let's run down some shows that are taking place the next few weeks. Still time to catch the Honeymoon Killers. They'll be appearing at the Pyramid later this evening for a record release party. Tomorrow night, Thursday the 19th, the Husker Du show at the Ritz has been canceled to a later date. Friday the 20th of February at the Anthrax in Norwalk, Connecticut, Angry Red Planet and FCC. The Honeymoon Killers will be playing at CBGB's and playing at Sundance here on Long Island, the Cro-Mags. Saturday the 21st at the Anthrax, Not Quite and the Gorehounds. Megadeth will be at the Ritz. Sunday the 22nd at CBGB's 3 p.m. show, Adrenaline OD, Flag of Democracy, Bedlam, and Electric Love Muffin. And then there's a 7 p.m. show with a band called The Wretched. And check into that one because there's an Italian punk band called The Wretched, and I don't know if it's the one and the same, so you might want to hang out a little bit after the AOD show and find out whether it's the Italian punk band The Wretched. If it is, definitely pay to get in because they're worth the price. Friday the 27th at the Anthrax, Spiral Jetty, Great Wall, and Painted Birds. Megadeth will be at Sundance, playing at the Anthrax on Saturday the 28th. False Prophets, Apple, and Seizure. The matinee at Seabees on Sunday, March 1st, features The Mob. Friday the 6th of March at the Anthrax, Das Damen and Hope. The Descendants, Ed Gein's Car, and Zombie Squad will be there the following evening, Saturday the 7th. DOA will be up at Providence on Tuesday the 10th. Wednesday the 11th, they'll be at the Anthrax. And Friday the 13th, DOA will be at the Rock Hotel at the Ritz Show. The Dead Milkmen and PRI will be at the Anthrax. Saturday the 14th, the Crumbsuckers will be at Sundance. There'll be two shows, a 6 p.m. and a 10 p.m. show. The 6 p.m. show is an all-ages show. And the 10 p.m. show, you have to be 21 and over to get into that. And also on Saturday the 14th, DOA will be playing somewhere in Trenton, New Jersey, probably City Gardens. I'll let you know more about that. Friday the 20th of March, Ruin will be at the Anthrax. Saturday the 21st of March at the Anthrax, Dag Nasty and 76% Uncertain. And wrapping up March the 28th at the Anthrax, Starvation Army. If you missed anything, give a call here, 632-6901. I got two pairs of tickets to give away for the show, this Sunday's matinee show at CBGB starting at 7 p.m. You have to be 16 or over. They were proofing people this past week, so have some type of ID. Take the first two callers at area code 516-632-6901 and you'll win yourself a pair of tickets to see Adrenaline OD, Flag of Democracy, Bedlam, and Electric Love Muffin. All you have to do is tell us the record company that's putting on the show. And all four bands will be releasing material on that label coming up. From Government Issue, this is Everybody's Victim here on Turmoil. We'll be right back.
Chris Jones from Verbal Assault. Whenever I'm in the New York area, I'm listening to Turmoil on WUSB.
We were up there, and all we saw like downtown Newport, like the finish section.
Yeah.
We saw like one parking lot just had like Verbal Assault spray painted on the wall and everything like that. And we're going, we were hanging out at McDonald's there, and we thought we saw some skaters on the street.
Yeah, there's kids who hang out there.
Yeah,
it's like, they're pretty cool. I mean, you always, I mean, they're just kids who hang out. Basically.
So you guys from Newport?
Yeah, we're all from Newport, except for Dill, who's from Middletown, but that's like real close,
yeah,
a mile away. Neighboring town.
Do you have any problems or anything like that? Because like, looks like it's a nouveau rich town.
Huh? Nah. It's the thing is that you have that extremely wealthy class. You know, that whole Bellevue Avenue scene. But most of it is, you know, we all live in just like the working class sections. You know, like the Fifth Ward is what it's called, the real Irish Catholic working class. I mean, that's where me and Doug live. Pete lives out kind of in a better, little better section of town, and Bill lives out in Milltown, just on the boonies.
So, like, where's most of the shows held over there? Is that at the Living Room?
Yeah, mostly in Providence, at the Living Room or at Lupo's, and there's a new club opening up soon. I'm not sure its name or where it is, but it's in the Providence area. But that's where the show's gone, so it's fairly regular.
Did it, like, sort of dwindle down from Boston at all? Or
the nice thing about Providence is that it's between Boston and New York, so there's plenty of... So there's a lot of bands that tour often come to Providence because it's a good stopover. And so, you know, a good scene has been built up, not just with hardcore, with all kinds of music. You know, you'll find a lot of really good people who, if Providence was in the middle of Oklahoma, maybe wouldn't be there as much as if it wasn't on the East Coast like it is.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about the new album. Did Ian McKay produce that?
Yep, Ian McKay. He produced it, 7 songs. We went down to Inner Ear and did it when it was still an 8-track. And recorded and mixed it in 2 days. So it was kind of, we knew what we practiced the songs real, and we knew what we wanted, and we just went in and did it real quick. And we're really happy for our first real recording. I don't know. For our first real recording, I think it went really well. And Ian really steered us away from a lot of mistakes. And we're going to do our next full length with him too. And we're real excited just because I think we have, you know, our material's gotten a lot better, and it's 16 track now, and then, you know, that we've kind of gotten a working thing going with Ian, so I think this next album's going to be super. I'm really excited for
it. So how do you go from like Ian, who's like associated with Discord, to Kevin, who's with Positive Force?
Basically because it's kind of like birds of a feather thing, that when 7 Seconds played out in on their 85 summer tour. We played a lot of shows with them, and we really got along, not just musically, but just ideologically. And so Kev said, well, look, you know, we'd really like you to be on Positive Force. And kind of half through that and half through Pete's persuasion, you know, Ian said, yeah, he would produce us. And he likes the stuff, and it makes me happy, you know, because I have a great amount of respect for both Ian and Discord. And that's basically how it happened.
Any other, like, Providence bands and Rhode Island bands you know about?
Let's see. There's Step Forward, which is a band with ex-members of Positive Outlook and my little brother on guitar. And they're, we share practice space with them. They're doing really well. Very good, very tight, just good hardcore outfit with lots of different influences, but mainly just good straightforward power rock, you know. And they're really good. It's hard to say. They're the one real unit that's been existing and going on for some time now besides us. A lot of bands kind of fell by the wayside. Vicious Circle, which is where we got Doug from, they're no longer. Neither is Positive Outlook. And once in a while, Providence bands like form together and break apart and come together again in different combinations. And so I'm not really aware of any real operating ones right now, but you know, there could be a lot in the work. I don't want to slight anybody, you know. So
okay, for the listeners, is the two tapes of yours still available?
No, they're not anymore. That first tape is just awful, and you have it, send it to us and we'll replace it with a blank tape for our new EP. And second one, Masses, we sold about 500 copies. I think it was good for what we did then, and but its time is pretty much past. It's a good artifact, I think. If someone wants to read and hear what we're about, I would recommend Learn, which is our new EP on Positive Force. And
should they order that through Positive Force?
Through Positive Force. Anybody who would like to just write us and just say hi or get shirts, which are $7 postpaid, you can write to Chris Jones, 20 Bateman Avenue, Newport, Rhode Island, 02840. And my phone number is 401-847-0307 if anybody wants to call me about booking and stuff like that, because we're always interested in playing shows. And, you know, just in general, you know, we'd like to... Sorry, bad cold. You know, we'd also like to take the opportunity to thank 7 Seconds because, you know, they've helped us out with both releasing our record. We've been doing the tour with them, and not only are they really a great band, but they're really a bunch of really nice guys, and they've really been a great help to us, and I think to the scene in general, you know, if you can say that. And I think
No problem.
A lot of people, they're owed a lot more than I think people give them credit for sometimes, especially when people slag the new material. I think it's... just give them a chance because they're really important people, and they haven't sold out or you know, just screwed anybody over by any means. So.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Living by the game, me and my-
Turmoil with Verbal Assault and The Price We Pay. That's from their album on Positive Force Records called Learn. And before the interview, we heard the title track Learn from Verbal Assault. Starting off the whole set, Government Issue gave us Everybody's Victim. Congratulations to Jeff and Mike, who won tickets to see the AOD, Flag of Democracy, Electric Love Muffin, and Bedlam Show at CBGB's this Sunday. And start off with Government Issue, Everybody's Victim. Doggy Style gave us Be Strong from their album Side by Side. Verbal Assault with the title track To Learn. Thanks to Chris for the interview after they played up at the Anthrax back in, December or so? Yeah, November, December. And 7 Seconds is the next band I'm going to play for you here from the New Wind album. This is Opinion of Feelings here on Turmoil. .1 FM, WUSB, Stony Brook. Turmoil is the name of the show. My name is Steve Kreitzer. That was 7 Seconds, Opinion of Feelings, and that's from the album New Wind on BYO Records and co-produced by Positive Force Records. That's going to wrap it up for me, Steve Kreitzer. I'll be back again next week. Got this short message.
Hi, this is Jason of Chronic Disorder, and you're listening to WUSB. Tune in next week to Turmoil for the latest on Chronic Disorder.
Okay, that was supposed to air tonight, but we've had a little editing problem, so we're going to air that next week instead, and we aired the Verbal Assault interview tonight. So you can hear in the latest about Chronic Disorder next Wednesday night on Turmoil. Coming up right after this, Amud's going to take you into the early morning hours. Going to end up with this request from the Cro-Mags, By Myself, from their album The Age of Quarrel. Have yourselves a safe and a good week.
It's a struggle, but it's for my soul. It's a rule I destroy, it's for my soul.